It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Marshall, Minnesota, on the campus of Southwest Minnesota State University for the SMSU Classic in our game this afternoon. It's game number two for the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats in this 2013-2014 men's basketball season. This evening we're on the campus, as I mentioned, of Southwest Minnesota State University. Yesterday afternoon, Northwest defeated Upper Iowa University to begin the season, but the Cats at 1-0 for this 2013-14 season. Northwest was led by four players in double figures yesterday afternoon. They included Connor Crooker, Dylan Starzl, Deshaun Cooper, and Bryston Williams. And it's extremely difficult, even after seeing the game, to decide who the most important Bearcat was. I guess that goes back to the fact that it is a team game after all, and it was a team effort by all the Bearcats yesterday afternoon. But Connor Crocker, in his first Bearcat start ever, led all scorers with 24 points yesterday afternoon. He had 8 from 8 from the free throw line, including 6 for 6 late in the game to ensure victory for the Bearcats when Upper Iowa was forced to foul in the last couple, 2 or 3 minutes of that ball game. Dylan Starzl, for the other hand, had 18 for Northwest. He was a perfect 7 for 7 from the field yesterday afternoon. Deshaun Cooper added 15. Bryston Williams had 11. And it was Cooper's first time back after he missed all of last year due to an injury. Some disappointing news, though, for the Bearcats is Deshaun will not start today. He has that knee that's bothering him, so he will rest the knee. He will not play at all this afternoon. Deshaun is in uniform this afternoon, but we've been told by the coaching staff that he probably won't go and he won't start. In fact, it'll be Matt Wallace who will take his place in the starting lineup here this afternoon. This afternoon, Northwest plays the host school in Southwest Minnesota State University. When we return, it'll be time for the Hy-Vee pregame show. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee pregame show as Northwest tries to make it 2-0 for the season as they take on Southwest Minnesota State University here this afternoon. This Southwest Minnesota Classic features four teams: Northwest, Southwest Minnesota, Upper Iowa, and Fort Hays State. It was Fort Hays State defeating Southwest Minnesota late last night in their ball game. Northwest's opponent today, it was Fort Hays defeating Southwest Minnesota by a score of 89-72 in that one. Fort Hays picked number one in the MIAA preseason poll, and Northwest picked number two in that same poll. Southwest Minnesota State comes in with a 2-0 exhibition record, 0-1 in the regular season. They had wins in the exhibition against their alumni, and then they also then defeated a Division III school, University of Wisconsin-Eclair. With the loss last night, they come in today with that 0-1 regular season record. Southwest Minnesota is led by Matt Zager, also William Gettings, Sean Condon, and M.J. Delamore. Joey Bartlett is arguably one of their best rebounders, and they really are a team that likes to crash the boards as well. When we come back, we'll visit with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, Ben McCollum. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, these professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee. Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.com.
Now, when they're on defense, you know, what's the Bearcats got to do today?
Same thing we always do, go inside. You know, our objective is to attack the paint the same way they are and hope to get some easy buckets like that and drive and kick and see what happens.
You know, you're always talking to the team about getting better practice after practice, game after game. You know, after last night's game, what do you got to continue to work on to get better here this afternoon?
You know, I didn't think we rebounded real well last game. I didn't think we got very many offensive boards. Didn't really even crash that hard, and that's something we need to work on. And then turnovers. We turned it over quite a bit, I think 15 times. Again, that's the things that are clean up, but we've got to improve on those.
Coach, good luck this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.
That's head coach Ben McCollum of the Bearcats. We'll be back with more of the Hy-Vee pregame show. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Agriculture will host a visit day Thursday. The event is for high school students interested in ag-related careers. The event will begin Thursday morning at 9 at the station located on the Northwest Campus. Agriculture Sciences Department Chair Rod Barr says since the event was successful last year, the department decided to do it again.
In the morning, admissions will be giving them an overview of the university and then taking them on a campus tour. They'll be eating lunch over at the Student Union. And then following that, they'll be coming over to our department, spending the afternoon with us, give them an overview of the Department of Agricultural Sciences, talk to them a little bit about what we do here. And then after that, we'll be taking them on a tour of our facilities here in the Volk building. And in addition to that, we'll go out to the university farm, out to the R.T. Wright farm, show them around there.
Barr says the new facilities just completed at the R.T. Wright farm will help students gain more hands-on experience.
We've got a new beef facility that's just completing construction. We also have a sheep production facility out there. So they can work hands-on with livestock. In addition to that, we've got a expanding our precision ag program a little bit with our auto guidance and those types of things on the agronomy side. So it's a wide range of what opportunities are there.
Barr says Northwest also offers an area for hands-on experience in horticulture.
We've got the greenhouse complex for our horticulture students and our ag education students, including some high tunnels that are just going into production. We also have the aquaculture facility, the ag mechanics facility, the trading room. So we've got a lot of different opportunities for hands-on learning.
The Department of Agriculture Sciences at Northwest offers majors in agribusiness, agriculture education, agriculture science, agronomy, animal science, and horticulture. Minors include agronomy, animal science, commercial agriculture, horticulture, and precision agriculture.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Bearcat pregame show, underwritten by Hy-Vee. Well, we've got a fairly nice crowd in the auditorium after playing in front of very few people yesterday. We've got a pretty good crowd as this home Southwest Minnesota State University have brought several folks out as they come out on the floor, still waiting for the Bearcats, and the Bearcats now coming out on the floor as well. For the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, they're under the direction of head coach Ben McCollum. Ben is in his fifth year with Northwest. His career record is 65-48. Northwest with the exhibition win over Graceland, 95-57, back on November 3rd. Last year, this club went 21-10, 11-7 in the MIAA, and they were beaten in the MIAA championship game by Central Missouri as well in overtime. And they got the big regular season win yesterday afternoon as they defeated Upper Iowa 91-78. That gets you set and ready to go for this particular ball game from the Northwest point of view. For the Southwest Missouri State University Mustangs, they come in under the head coach, their head coach, Brad Bigler, who is also a fifth-year coach for this Southwest Minnesota State team. He has a career record of 64-51. They were 2-0 in exhibition. They are currently now 0-1 in the regular season as we get ready for this Northwest Missouri State University and Southwest Minnesota State University matchup here this afternoon. Series history between Northwest and these two teams are 2-for-2. They've met four times previously. The last meeting, Northwest won that one 74-62 back a couple of two or three years ago. So we're just about set to get this started. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat pregame show, underwritten by Hy-Vee.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota, home of the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs, who the Northwest will be taking on here this afternoon.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask...
Bryston Williams. Also starting will be 6'2 sophomore guard from Overland Park, Kansas, Connor Crooker. starting in the place of Deshaun Cooper. It'll be 6'1" junior guard from Bellevue, Nebraska, Matt Wallace. Also starting will be 6'8" junior forward from Kearney, Missouri, Grant Kozed, and 6'8" senior forward from Kearney, Missouri, Dylan Starzl. That's your starting lineup for your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. Starting for the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs will be 6'5" senior forward from Blaine, Minnesota. Also starting will be 5'11" senior guard Vineyard Burge. 6'7" redshirt freshman forward Mitch Wigg. 6'2" senior guard Matt Zager. And finally, for the Mustangs, they will start 6'9" senior center from Johnston, Iowa, Nick Smith. That will be your starting five for both of these ball clubs. That will do it for our pregame show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem is performed by one of the students of Southwest Minnesota State University.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly sweet, and the rockets were
our national anthem performed by a student of Southwest Minnesota State University. And we're set for game time here across the Bearcat Radio Network as the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats will take on the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustang team. We'll have our official lineups being announced right now to the crowd here in Marshall, Minnesota. As we mentioned, Northwest with the 91-78 win yesterday afternoon against Upper Iowa. And they go up against the Southwest Minnesota team that is a very, very good ball club, as Coach McCollum told you in his pregame interview earlier today. They are a team that really play very fast, very hard. They shoot well from the field. Do just a little bit of everything well here. So Northwest will have a test here, and we'll see how it turns out after 40 minutes, or here in about 40 minutes from now on the game clock. As we mentioned, Southwest will come in with a overall 0-1 record. Northwest with a record of 1-0 in the regular season. Both teams, Northwest trying to go 2-0 here, and for Southwest, they're trying to get their first win of the regular season. Northwest with that exhibition win last weekend over Graceland, 95-57. Then the win over Upper Iowa last yesterday afternoon, 91-78, makes them perfect so far for the year, and they'll like to extend that winning streak right here. The one of the things that we mentioned early in the pregame show that we'll mention to you right before the tip now, Northwest will be without the services of Deshaun Cooper, who was out all last year with a serious knee injury, and he will not play because of sore knee here today. He is dressed, and but we've been told that He will not play here this afternoon. Matt Wallace, who didn't play yesterday, will be in the starting lineup for Northwest, and he will take that point guard role anyway to start the ball game for Northwest. Both teams are out on the floor. We're ready to go. We hope you enjoy it along the Bearcat Radio Network. This one should be a dandy, folks. Get settled in. Strap up. It could be a wild one here between two very athletic teams, two teams that really get with it. This should be a dandy from Marshall, Minnesota. Northwest out on the floor. It'll be Dylan Starzl, the 6'8 senior, who will jump it up for the Bearcats, for the Mustangs of Southwest Minnesota. They are getting their final instructions from their team captains before they come out. And it looks like that it will be number 44, Nick Smith, a 6'9" senior from Johnston, Iowa, who will jump it up against 6'8" senior forward from Kearney, Missouri, Dylan Starzl. We're ready to go. We hope you enjoy it. Officials got them all lined up. The tip is in the air. The tip is controlled by Starzl in Northwest. Matt Wallace with the basketball. He'll bring it down. Goes right side way. Looks back toward the center. Now he'll go inside. Loses it out of bounds. Turnover early for Northwest. Wallace getting his first playing time of the season here this afternoon. Turnovers were a problem yesterday for Northwest. They would like to do a little better. Shot from Giddings from the outside from three won't go. Wallace on the rebound. Wallace will bring it up the floor. He'll get it down to Crooker. Crooker, who had a great start yesterday in his first Northwest start. He's making his second here today. With the basketball is Wallace over to Crooker. Crooker now on the baseline. He'll go inside, finds Starzl. Starzl puts it up and in. First 2 points of the ball game for Northwest. And Dylan Starzl to start the afternoon with 9:10 remaining here in the first half of play. With the basketball is Smith. Smith, he's looking for some help. Will come over, find Wig. Wig now goes to Birch. Birch back to Wig. Wig now up on the wing. It'll go to Giddings. He'll take another three. It won't go off the back of the arm, but rebounded out there by Wig. He'll get it to Birch. Birch with the basketball. Birch is their point guard. Birch will now go to the left side. He'll dish off. Shot up on the way, and it's good. And it looked like it was over there. It was Zager with the first 2 points for the Mustangs. Matt Zager with the points there, and that ties it up at two. Now a steal. Zager back the other way. One-on-one break. He'll put up a shot. It won't go. Rebound comes off. Follow shot won't go, and Crooker gets the rebound. He'll get it up to Wallace. Wallace up the floor quickly. Top of the key. Gives to Cozad. Cozad right at the top of the key goes to Crooker. Crooker now. He'll come back over to Johnson. Down to Wallace. Wallace on the wing will put up the three. It's on the way. Won't go. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs with it. Birch brings it across the timeline. Comes top of the key. Dribbles down to the free throw line. Now on the baseline underneath is Smith. He'll put up a seven-footer. Won't go. Rebound comes out. Johnston. Or Williams, excuse me. Williams with the basketball for Northwest. He'll go to Cozad. Over to Wallace. Wallace to Crooker. Crooker down with the basketball. Connor goes inside. He'll find Starzl. Starzl's shot will not go. Rebounds come out to the Mustangs. With the basketball is Birch now. Birch on a little give and go underneath. The shot will not go. Rebound Zager. Zager now with it. Zager will pull it back outside. Give it to Birch. He'll reset the offense. He'll drive the paint, put up the shot against Starzl, and he gets it to fall. First 2 points of the afternoon by Birch, the 5'11 senior guard for the Mustangs. Northwest and Crooker being double-teamed over there, but he'll get it to Williams, or to Wallace. Wallace puts it up, and it's good. Wallace with the two, his first two of the night. 16:55 to play in the first half. 4-4, our score. Zager with the basketball in the corner. He'll find Birch. Goes out top to Giddings. Over to Wig. Wig with it. Now he'll throw it away. Starzl up with the loose ball. He'll get it to Wallace. Wallace with it now. Comes top side to Crooker. Crooker now. He'll dribble to the top. Goes to Cozad inside. He'll make a move in the paint, puts up the shot, won't go. Rebound comes off Starzl, and Starzl puts it up and in. Dillon with 4 points for Northwest. Northwest with a 2-point lead here. Birch with the basketball will come over to Zagger. Zagger, he'll dribble free throw line, stops, gives back, goes to Smith inside. Nick Smith with it. He's being harassed and now fouled by Wallace. That for Wallace will be his first personal, first team foul on Northwest. Massive substitutions as Sean Condon, also Joey Bartlett, and Cole Martin each enter the ball game, as does David Condon now for the Mustangs. Northwest will inbound, or make that, the Mustangs will inbound underneath their own basket. With the basketball is Condon. Condon now, he'll make a drive, his shot won't go. Rebound fought for, controlled by Northwest. Up quickly to Wallace. Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. He'll stop, look, now gives off to Williams. Williams on the left side wing. Williams left, or back over to the right side, now to Wallace. Wallace moving down low right side, will get it to Starzl, back to Wallace. He'll drive the paint, now gets it out, top of the key to Crooker. Crooker with it, he'll work right side. He'll drive down on the baseline, stop, turns, look, shoots, won't go. We've got a whistle and a foul, and a two-shot foul going to line will be Crooker. Foul's going to be charged on Matt Zagger, his first personal, team foul number one on Southwest Minnesota. It's going to put Connor to the free throw line for the first time. He'll go there to shoot two. First one's on the way, and it's good. Into the ball game is Kyle Schlake for Northwest, as Dylan Starzl will get a breather. Connor, the 6'2 sophomore guard from Overland Park, his next one on the way, and it's good. 2 points for Connor Crooker now for Northwest. Mustangs with the basketball. With it is Martin. Martin, top of the key, goes inside. Ball stolen away by Wallace. Wallace with the basketball. They were trying to go into the bigs, and Wallace just stepped in front of one of the Minnesota players. With it is Wallace. He'll drive, stops at the free throw line, gives to Schlake, over to, back to Wallace, now to Crooker. Crooker, right side wing to Wallace. Wallace, he'll drive baseline, gives underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Kozad, they say. And it'll be Mustang basketball. Got a timeout on the floor with 14:57 to play here in the first half. Our score, Northwest 8, Southwest Minnesota 4. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. On the campus of Southwest Minnesota State University, the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats lead Southwest Minnesota by a score of 8-4 here with 14:57 left to go in the first half. Just underway from Marshall here in the second game of this tournament for Northwest. They're 1-0 so far, trying to make it 2-0 for the 2013-2014 regular season. Had some problems with rebounding yesterday and turnovers, trying to correct those two things here this afternoon. It'll be Mustang basketball. They will inbounds and bring it down the length of the floor here. With the basketball is Birch. Birch across the timeline, comes right side here to us, and with the basketball is Condon. Condon, he'll give off now to Bartlett. Bartlett back over to Birch. Birch to Bartlett. Bartlett, he'll make a move, has it stripped away by Wallace. Wallace back the other way quickly. Wallace now will hold up, set up the offense for Northwest. He'll come left side wing, stop, goes top to the key to Schlake, back to Wallace on the wing. Wallace now across the way, gets to Tyler Funk that just checked into the ball game. Into Schlake, his shot won't go. Rebound comes out Birch. Here comes the Mustangs now with it on the right wing is Birch. He'll drive, now gives off. He'll find Martin. Martin with the basketball. Now we'll give to Bartlett. Bartlett goes over to Condon. Condon with it at the top of the key. Condon now will set the offense for the Mustangs. Comes right side wing. Finds Bartlett. Bartlett down in the corner to Birch. Birch, he'll put up a shot from about 15 and gets it to fall. That's four for Birch here this afternoon. 8-6 to score as Bryston Williams gets ready to check back in for the Bearcats. Wallace with the basketball. Wallace, he'll stop, finds Funk over on the right wing. Funk comes top of the key to Wallace. Wallace now, he'll drive down to the free throw line, stops, gives off to Cozad. Cozad back to Wallace over on the wing. Shot up on the way by Cricker, and it will not go, but a foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Sean Condon, his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Mustangs here, and that will send Connor Cricker back to the free throw line. First free throw is good. He's 3 for 3. Schneider will check in. Dylan Starzl will check in. Cozad and Schlake will both get breathers here. Connor back at the line to see if he can make it 4 for 4 right here. It's on the way and it's good. He had a great day yesterday. Went 8 for 8 at the free throw line. He's perfect 4 for 4 here this afternoon. Northwest with that 4-point lead, 10-6. Mustang basketball. Birch will set the offense. Line stops. Gives off to Smith inside. Smith will make a move on the baseline. He'll go hard up and get it to fall. Nick Smith with his first 2 points of the afternoon. 10-8 our score. Williams with the basketball. Goes to Wallace on the right wing. Back left side to Williams. Williams now. He'll drive, stops, gives off to Funk. Funk, he'll move in the paint. Dishes off to Starzl. Starzl up and in. Funk did a real nice job of driving the paint and then just found the open man, Starzl, underneath, and Dylan put it up and in. 12-8 our score. With the basketball now, underneath is Smith, and he'll put up a shot and he'll get it to fall. Smith, the big guy, has been effective the last two possessions for Southwest Minnesota down low. He's gone against Dylan Starzl both times and been able to come up with the good result for his team. 12-10 our score. Northwest with the basketball. With it is Snyder. Now to Williams. Over on the left wing to Wallace. He'll drive paint. Stops, looks, has to kick it back out. Gets it to Funk. Funk back out top. Three-pointer on the way for Williams, and it's good. Bryston comes through with his first points of the afternoon. Northwest up by their largest lead at 5, 15-10 here. Birch now, he'll drive and kicks it out. Gets it over there to Condon. Condon with it, he'll go underneath, tries to find Smith again, and it's out of bounds off of Smith. Turnover for the Mustangs, and that'll give it back to Northwest here. Wallace will get his first breather here of the afternoon. And into the ball game will be Kyle Harris, his first action of the tournament here for Northwest. Bryston with the ball. He'll run point here for the Bearcats. They'll go over to Harris. Harris with it on the right side wing. Harris comes top of the key, goes left side to Williams. Williams calls out the play. Direct in traffic, gets it to Harris. Now back to Bryston. Bryston, and he'll lose it out of bounds. Turnover Bearcats. That'll give it back to Southwest Minnesota with 11:23 to play first half. 15-10 our score. Inbounds pass goes to Birch, the 5'11 senior guard from Egan, Minnesota. He'll come to Gettings here. Gettings back into the ball game now. He'll come right side to Wig. Down low they go to Smith. Smith working against Starzl. He puts it up and in. I tell you what, this Nick Smith, he's quite an inside presence for this Southwest Minnesota team. He went up hard, and Starzl did a nice job defensively, but he got the basket to fall. Schneider will put up a three for Northwest, won't go. Rebound cleared out of there by Smith. He'll outlet up to Birch. Mustangs on the run here. Birch with it on the right wing. He'll put up a 17-footer, and it's good. Two more. He's got six, and it's now a 15-14 game as Southwest Minnesota's on a little 4-0 run. Northwest, Tyler Funk with it. Funk, he'll drive, goes inside to Starzl. Starzl being double teamed, put up a shot, and he traveled. He made the basket, but they got him for a travel before the shot. Turnover Northwest, and that gives the ball back to the Mustangs here. 10-19 to play. Giddings will inbounds. He'll get it into Birch, and Birch will walk it down the floor for the Mustangs. Now across the timeline, he'll go to Wigg, top of the key. Wigg trying to get it outside or down low and get it to Zeiger, and it was knocked out of bounds by Connor Crooker there for Northwest. So Southwest Minnesota will keep the basketball here. They will inbounds right in front of the Bearcat bench. They'll go over to Birch. Birch being covered by Harris. Birch works top of the key, goes to Wigg there. Wigg with it, looking for a cutter underneath. He'll give off to Zeiger. Zeiger on the drive, loose ball. Ball on the floor, still loose, being fought for. And it is finally knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of, I believe it's going to be called that it's going to be off of the Mustang or off of the Bearcats. So I think it'll be Bearcat basketball. We've got a timeout on the floor with 9:52 to play in the first half. Our score, Bearcats 15, Mustangs 14. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back. Our score, Northwest 15, Southwest Minnesota 14. 9:52 left to go here in the first half of playing. Connor Crooker for Northwest is perfect from the charity stripe. He's 4-for-4. Dylan Starzl's got 6 points here in the first half, and Bryston Williams has a three to give Northwest their 15 points. For Southwest Minnesota, they're being led by their point guard, Birch, who's got six, and also the big 6'9 senior center, Nick Smith. He's got six down low for the Mustangs. Giddings will inbounds for Southwest Minnesota. Wigg. Wigg gets to Zeiger. Zeiger will make a move, and he'll go over to Bartlett. Bartlett will put up a shot. It won't go. Rebound comes off Harris. Harris clears it up to Wallace. Wallace across the timeline for the Bearcats. He'll come to the top of the key, go left side wing to Crooker. Down low to Bryston. Williams on the drive. He'll put up a shot. Won't go. Rebound comes off to Wigg. Wigg now up to Birch. Up quickly now. On the run are the Mustangs. With it in the corner. Shot on the way. And it's good. Shot made over there by Joey Bartlett. His first two. Little 15-footer from the baseline. Got it to fall. And for the first time this afternoon, Southwest Minnesota on top 16-15. Wallace with the basketball at the top of the key. Goes on the wing to Crooker. Back to Wallace. Left side wing. Wallace now looking around, finds Williams down low. They find Starzl. Starzl goes cross court, finds Connor over to Wallace. Wallace now back inside. Shot clock going down to five. Shot on the way by Starzl, won't go. Follow rebound and shot won't go. And hitting the ground hard was Snyder. No foul called on either position. Connor Crooker, and cleared out of there on the rebound by Wallace. Wallace up to Williams, it's knocked out of bounds, and last touch by the Bearcats. Kozad and Schlake will enter the ball game now for Northwest. Also into the ball game will be Sean Condon now, and Nick Smith checks back in as Wigg for one will check out for the Mustangs. Giddings will inbounds, and he will get it to Condon. Sean Condon with the basketball. Condon goes top of the key to Smith. Smith now back to Zagger. Zagger top of the key over to Condon. Condon down low. There's Smith. Smith on the baseline. Long pass back out into the backcourt. And that will be a backcourt violation. And that will give the ball back to Northwest here. One of the few turnovers for Southwest. I guess it will be their fifth turnover here of the first half. Northwest was seven turnovers so far. Northwest will inbounds underneath their own basket. Wallace will do the honors. He comes all the way out to Crooker. Connor gives off to Williams, now to Wallace. Wallace goes back over on the right wing. It's Williams. He'll drive paint, puts up shot, won't go. Rebound Giddings. Giddings brings it down the floor now for the Mustangs. Giddings, he'll take it all the way to the hoop, puts up a shot, and scores. And we've got a whistle and a timeout as Giddings gets a couple. And it's 18-15, and Coach McCollum wants to call timeout. With the timeout on the floor, we'll take a timeout here. We'll be back in 60. You're in tune.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you...
The Mustangs at the free throw line is Bryston Williams. He put the first up and in. Second free throw is in the air, and it will not go. 18-16, the Mustangs lead the Bearcats here. Condon with the basketball. We'll go to Wiggins on the left side. They'll find Zagger. Zagger will drive the baseline, put up a shot, won't go, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul's going to go against the Mustangs, an offensive foul. Going to be charged on Matt Zagger, his second personal. Team foul number four on the Mustangs. Northwest will work against full court pressure here. They'll get it to Crocker. Crocker up to Wallace. Wallace with it. He'll put up a little 15-footer. Won't go. Rebound to Giddings. Giddings clears it out to Condon. Condon with it at the free throw line to Giddings. Giddings now goes to Smith. Smith down low on the left side. Smith now working against Lake. He has it knocked away. Knocked right into the hands of Wallace. Wallace down the floor for Northwest. To Cozad. Over to Crooker. Crooker with it. Connor working. He'll drive the paint. Gives off. He finds Schlake there, and Schlake puts it up and in. Nice little drive and then dish by Connor Crooker. And gets it to Schlake, and Kyle puts it up and in for the Bearcats. Our game is tied at 18. With it is Condon. Condon to Wigg. Now to Giddings. Giddings, he'll drive. Right at the free throw line. Puts up a shot from 14. Won't go. And we've got a whistle and a foul on the shot. That foul is going to go against I think they're going to call it on Williams. His first personal. Team foul number four. Giddings will go to the line for the first time. First one is up and good. A couple of substitutions into the ball game. Bartlett will come in. Also, Cole Martin will come in for the Mustangs. William Giddings has got three. He'll try to make it four with the second free throw. Second one's on the way, and it's also good. Birch will check back in now as Giddings will get a breather. Northwest will have the basketball and will continue to work against full court pressure. Bearcats trail by two. They'll get it to Connor. Connor will bring it up the floor now. Connor working against Martin. He'll stop, give off to Wallace. Wallace now will run the play for the Bearcats here. He'll go right side wing. Stops, looks, goes top of the key, finds Williams, thought about a three, now goes over to Connor, and Connor will put it up and in. Connor Crooker with the three from the left side wing. He's got seven in the game now, and that gives Northwest a one-point lead, 21-20. Another three now on the way, and it's good. This time by Joey Bartlett. His first three of the game. He's got five, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be charged on Birch, his first for the Mustangs. Team foul number five. Northwest will inbounds right in front of us. Williams will get it into Wallace. Wallace will walk it down the floor now for the Bearcats. Has it across the timeline, goes top of the key, now works right side wing. Stops, pulls it back out, over to Williams. Williams now has a couple of Bearcats getting ready to check back into the ball game. Looks like Funk and Starzl. With the basketball, Connor Crooker. Crooker goes inside, finds Kozad. Kozad working against double team. Puts it up, won't go. No foul call. Rebound cleared out to Birch. Birch with it. Birch now comes over to Condon. Condon working against Schlake. Goes over to Birch. Birch, he'll drive. Now gives the ball off underneath, and Wig can't get it to fall, and Northwest will get the rebound. Northwest with it. Wallace. Mustangs did a nice job of getting it inside, and they penetrated with the drive and was able to get the easy basket, but just couldn't get it to fall. Northwest with the rebound. Now Northwest, we've got a whistle and a foul, and they're going to, I believe, call a charge on Connor Crooker. Connor is going to pick up a foul there. That'll be his first, team foul number three on the Bearcats. And with 4:29 left to play here in the first half, our score, it's Mustangs 23, Bearcats 21. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our score, Southwest Minnesota 23, Northwest Missouri 21 here. In a hard-fought first half of play for both these ball clubs. Northwest, so far, staying out of foul trouble. They got in a little bit of trouble yesterday afternoon. But so far today, only three personal fouls. Williams, Crooker, and Wallace each have one. For Southwest Minnesota, they've got Zager, their 6'2 senior guard. He's the only one with two. They've got three others with one apiece. And with the charge, that will give the ball back to the Mustangs here to try to add to their lead here. They're up by two, 23-21. 4:20 left to play first half. Giddings with the basketball at the top of the key. Giddings now, he'll drive the paint, put up the shot, and he scores, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be charged on Tyler Funk, his first. Giddings will get the basket. Makes it 25-21, and he'll go to the free throw line to see if he can't complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Nick Smith will check back into the ball game, the big center for the Mustangs. Giddings at the free throw line, the 6'5 senior forward. Free throw's on the way, and it's good. He's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. He's got 7 for the ball game. 26-21, largest lead of the ball game for the Mustangs here against the Bearcats. Wallace goes over to Crooker. Crooker on the right side wing over to Funk. Tyler now to Starzl out top. Back to Funk. Funk with it. Over to Wallace. Wallace goes inside. Finds Cozad. Cozad will have to pull it. Now pass it across court. Gets it to Connor. Now to Starzl. Starzl back out top of the key. Shot clock at 6. Underneath is Starzl. He'll put up a shot. Won't go. And no foul called once again as Starzl went hard to the basket. Quick shot on the way by the Mustangs. Won't go. And it's going to be off of Dylan Starzl and out of bounds. It'll remain Mustang basketball with the 5-point lead, 3:34 to play first half. Mustangs huddled up here at the free throw line. They wait for him. Martin will inbounds for the Mustangs. Martin, he'll find Bartlett. Bartlett on the right wing. Thought about the three, now gives off to Smith. Smith working against Starzl. We've got a whistle, and now what? Foul's going to be charged on Northwest, and it's going to go on Wallace. For Matt Wallace, that's going to be his second personal. That foul was completely away from the play. Second personal foul on Matt Wallace, team foul number 5 on Northwest. Birch will inbounds. He'll get it in. Three-pointer on the way. It will go by Martin. Rebound pulled out of there and controlled by Tyler Funk for Northwest. He'll get it to Wallace. Wallace now will set the play from the point position for the Bearcats. He'll come left side wing to Funk. Back over to Wallace. Wallace now stops, looks, goes cross court. Finds Tyler. His shot is up. Won't go. Partially blocked. Rebound pulled out of there by the Mustangs. Birch up quickly with the basketball. Top of the key. Now to the right side wing to Martin. Martin with it. He'll go cross court. Over to Giddings. Giddings, he'll drive baseline. Put up the shot and he scores. Two more for Giddings. He's got 9. And we've got another timeout as Coach McCollum wants to talk things over with the Bearcats. With 2:42 to play first half, our score, Southwest Minnesota 28, Northwest 21. We'll be back in 60. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
By Nick Smith, he was left all by himself down low on the baseline. Makes a move to the bucket and puts it up and in. 30-28, largest lead of the ball game by either team. Bearcats with the basketball. Now comes right side wing with the basketball is Giddings. Giddings working against Funk. And we've got a whistle and a charge as Giddings lowered his head and went right into Tyler Funk. That'll be Giddings' first personal foul. Zeiger checks in. Wig checks in for the Mustangs. It'll be Northwest basketball trailing by 9, 30-21. Condon also checking in for Birch here for the Mustangs. Northwest will get it in, and Kirker will bring it down the floor for Northwest here. Just in his second start for the Bearcats in his career. Connor puts up a shot, left-handed shot, puts it up and in. Did it all himself. He's got a total of 9 here in the first half. He had 24 yesterday afternoon. 30-27 our score. Connor on the drive. He'll get it back outside. We've got a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to go against the Bearcats, and it's going to go against Williams. For Bryston, that'll be his second personal. And it is the sixth team on the Bearcats. Going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Mitch Wigg. His first free throw is no good. Wigg is 6'7", redshirt freshman forward from Worthington, Minnesota, as Birch checks back into the game for the Mustangs. He'll get a second free throw opportunity right here. Shot is on the way, and it's good. So he's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. He's got 1 point here this afternoon. 31-23, our score. With the basketball is Connor. Connor works past the screen, being double-teamed. Now loose ball, turnover Northwest. Gets it back to Gettings. Gettings to Burke. Northwest Missouri State 23. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Well, that's annoying. Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. It's the Mustangs leading the Bearcats 31-23. Mustangs will have the basketball. Birch with it. Final 50 seconds left to go here in the first half. He goes on a drive underneath. Loose ball picked up by Northwest. Turnover against the Mustangs, and Northwest will get a chance to cut into this lead here. Connor Crooker with the basketball goes right side wing. He'll work it back to the top of the key over to Snyder. His shot from three won't go. Rebound comes out Birch. Nobody over on this side to rebound for the Bearcats that time after the long three. Birch with 23 seconds left to play. In the first half, Birch with it, working against Connor. Birch now will go over to Condon. Condon pulls it out. Shot clock clock just about the same, so they'll try to go after the second or the last shot. We've got a whistle and a foul on Birch's drive to the bucket. That foul is going to go against 24 for Northwest. Be charged to Connor, his second personal. And it's going to put Birch at the free throw line for the first time. 4.3 left to go in the first half. 31-23 our score. Birch will try to make it 32 here, and he does. Now checking in, it'll be Wigg. He'll check in for Nick Smith. He'll protect Smith a little bit so he doesn't get a silly foul with just 4 seconds left to go in the first half. Second one on the way from Birch, and it's also good. So Birch now with 8 points in the game for the Mustangs with 3 seconds left. Crooker, he'll have to hurry, puts one up. It won't go. That's the end of the first half of play. Our score, Southwest Minnesota 33, Northwest 23. We'll be back with your halftime right after this one-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. We're at halftime. It's Marshall, or Southwest Minnesota, leading Northwest by a score of 33-23 here at halftime. Northwest had as much as a 5-point lead early in the first half, and then it's been all Southwest Minnesota ever since that point. They've led throughout the last half of this first half. And they take a 10-point lead into halftime here. We'll be back, and we'll have your halftime for you. We'll do that right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
The Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats battle against the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs, and it's been all Mustangs here in the final half of the first half of play as they lead Northwest by a score of 33-23 here at halftime. For Northwest, they are being led by Connor Crooker with 9 points here in the first half. Dylan Starzl got 3 quick buckets early in the ball game and has really not done anything since offensively. They have really sucked down on him inside and not, when he does get the ball, making it very, very difficult for him to try to get anything done on the inside. But Crooker leads Bearcat scores with 9, followed by Starzl with 6. Bryston Williams has 4, and then Matt Wallace and Kyle Schlake each have 2 for the Bearcats. Bearcats only shooting 36.4% in this first half. They're shooting 33.3% from the three-point stripe, and they're shooting 83% from the charity stripe in the first half of play. For Southwest Minnesota, they are being led by William Gettings with 9 points. They've got a couple of players with 8. Birch and also Nick Smith, their big center inside, their point guard and their center, each have 8 points for the Mustangs. Joey Bartlett off the bench, he's got 5. Matt Zager has 2. And Mitch Wigg has 1 for Southwest Minnesota. When we return, we'll have more of your halftime scores and highlights. We'll do that right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club. impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. We're at halftime here as the home team, the host team of this Southwest Minnesota Classic, the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs lead Northwest Missouri State University by a score of 33-23. And I guess the story of this first half has been Northwest's inability to get shots to fall. Just 8 of 22 from the field, just shooting 36% as compared to Southwest Minnesota, who's shot 13 of 25 from the field, shooting 52% from the field here in the first half. They've really had the hot hand here this afternoon in this one. Three-point range, both teams are pretty even. Both teams, Northwest hitting 2 of 6 for 33%. And Southwest Minnesota hitting 1 of 3 for 33% as well. Rebounds are a story here. It's a big story. One of the things that Coach McCollum had pointed out in the pregame show that the Bearcats didn't do necessarily well yesterday was rebounding. That was something that they wanted to work on. And turnovers was something that they wanted to turn over or that they wanted to work on. And so far, Northwest being out-rebounded here in the first half, 17-9. Just one offensive rebound for the Bearcats, 8 defensive rebounds for the 9 total. For Southwest Minnesota, on the other hand, they've got 4 offensive rebounds, 13 defensive rebounds for 17 total in the first half. And as we mentioned, one of the other things the Bearcats wanted to work on was turnovers. Well, turnovers are just about even between both teams, but still, I think if you had asked Coach McCollum if 10 turnovers in the first half was something that he would like to see, I'm sure he would tell you no. Bearcats with 10 turnovers in the first half. Southwest Minnesota, they've had 8 turnovers in the first half. So in virtually every category, Southwest Minnesota has got the edge here in the first half, but we've still got plenty of basketball to play. An entire half, entire 20 minutes here from Marshall, Minnesota. Northwest 1-0 on the season as they defeated Upper Iowa in the first game of this tournament for the Bearcats yesterday afternoon. They got that 91-78 win over Upper Iowa, who took Fort Hays State all the way to overtime here this afternoon before finally losing that ball game. But they gave Fort Hays State all they wanted. Northwest handled Upper Iowa pretty easily yesterday afternoon, courtesy of not only good shooting from Connor Crooker, but also his ability to knock down free throws there at the end of the game as they were forced to foul and trying to get back into things yesterday afternoon. This one, I'm sure that Coach McCollum is... I don't think he's been entirely pleased at some of the shot selections that the Bearcats have taken here in the first half, particularly a couple of quick shooting decisions that have been taken by the guards here early on. Talking about shot selection, I'm sure they're talking about maybe working on the defensive there are defensive abilities here as well in the second half, and I'm sure they're also talking about trying to limit turnovers and do a better job on the glass, both offensively and defensively, to get back in this ball game. Again, we're at halftime. The score is Southwest Minnesota 23. We've got just about 4 minutes or so before we get back to live action. We'll be back with more of our halftime show. Our score again, it's the Mustangs 33, the Bearcats 23 from Marshall, Minnesota. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our score at halftime, Southwest Minnesota State University 33, Northwest Missouri State University 23. Both teams are back out on the court, getting warmed up here. We remind you the story that when we began the ball game, that Deshaun Cooper, who started yesterday for the Bearcats, favoring that injured knee from a year ago and not able to play in this ball game here this afternoon. Matt Wallace starting as the point for Northwest here in the ball game. Score has been tied three times, lead changed five times in the first half. Again, Northwest shooting 36% from the field, 33% from three-point land, and shooting 83% from the charity stripe here in the first half. Southwest shooting 52% from the field, 33% from three, and 85, almost 86% from the free throw line here in that first half of play. Again, I'm sure the Bearcats want to work on limiting turnovers. They're wanting to hit the glass and do a better job of rebounding here in the second half. And I'm sure they are going to want to make sure they run their offense and maybe do a little bit better job of shot selection in this half as well. We're just about ready to start the second half of play. We hope you've enjoyed the first half along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll have the second half for you. We'll do that right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Welcome back to the Southwest Minnesota Classic as the host team, Southwest Minnesota State University, leads our Bearcats by a score of 33-23 in the first half. It'll be Starzl, Cozad, Wallace, Williams, and Crocker who will be the starting five for Northwest. Out for the Mustangs will be Smith, Wigg, Birch, Zagger, and Giddings, the starting five. And it'll be Mustangs basketball as we start the second half of play here. Giddings will inbounds, and he'll get it to Birch. Birch will bring it across the timeline and set the offense for the Mustangs. He'll work right side to Giddings, down low to Zagger. Zagger now will pull it back out. He's at the top of the key, gives off to Wigg. Wigg on the weave. He'll give off to Smith. Now out top to Birch, over quickly to Giddings. He drives baseline, stops, kicks it back out to Birch. Birch at the left side wing. He'll go top of the key. drives underneath, finds Wigg under there, and we've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go off of Grant Cozad out of bounds. And it'll be Mustang basket. They say it went off the leg of Grant Cozad, disputed by Ben McCollum. They get it into Birch. Birch now with it. Birch to Smith, who takes one from way outside, about 15, and the big 6'10 center knocked that one down. He's got 10. 35-23 the score. A 12-point lead, largest lead of the ball game by the Mustangs over the Bearcats. Inside. Shot up and in by Starzl. So again, Northwest trying to establish that inside presence. Get the ball into the bigs here. They do so that time down. 35-25 our score. Birch comes over to Giddings, left wing. Giddings with the basketball. He'll go free throw line, stops, looks, comes to Wigg. Now over to Zager on the right wing. Zager comes left side to Birch. Birch wanting to go inside and does to Smith. Smith with it now. Working against and kicks it out to Giddings. His three-pointer won't go. Wallace gets the rebound. Wallace up the floor quickly now. He'll stop, come back around, set things up, goes over to Cozad. Now to Crocker. Crocker, excuse me. To Wallace. Wallace now. He'll drive down, gets it over. Connor will take the shot, won't go. Rebound being fought for and controlled by Starzl. Starzl put the follow back up, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go against Smith, his first personal. Team foul number one in the second half on the Mustangs. And that'll put Dylan Starzl to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. Starzl, a 6'8 senior forward from Kearney. He'll make his first free throw opportunity. He's got 9 here on the afternoon, early evening from Marshall. Second free throw is on the way, and it will not go. 35-26, a 9-point Mustang lead. With the basketball is Birch. He gives to Giddings, top of the key. He'll work the paint, stops, looks. Yes, he traveled. Late call, but it was a travel on Giddings. Turnover against the Mustangs. That'll give it back to the Bearcats. Wallace will inbounds. Working against full court pressure here, put on by the Mustangs. Now, bounce goes into Crooker, he'll drive, puts up the left-handed shot, won't go. It's blocked out of there and controlled by Nick Smith. Over to Zager. Zager with the basketball, stops, put up a three. And we've got a foul away from the basket. It's going to be called on Nick Smith, his second personal. So the big 6'9 senior center for the Mustangs picked up two quick second-half fouls here. That gives the ball back to Northwest. Wallace with it across the timeline. Wallace now on the right wing. Wallace goes down low to Williams. Williams, he'll go across to Crooker, who'll put up a shot from three and misses everything, goes out of bounds. That was way short by Connor. And that'll give it back to the Mustangs here. Giddings will inbounds and gets to Birch. Birch across the timeline. He'll go top of the key to Smith. Smith works left side. Now gives off to Zager. We've got another foul away from the basketball, and that's going to be on Smith again. Smith will pick up his third personal foul, and he's going to have to sit down. Southwest Minnesota's coach Bigler unhappy with that call. But three quick fouls on the big 6'9 center has relegated him to the bench. Let's see what Northwest can do with him not in there. Wallace with the basketball. They go into immediately to Starzl. He'll kick it back out. Now they go into Cozad. Cozad puts it up and in, but he travels with the basketball. Turnover Bearcats, and that nullifies the made basket by Cozad. And it'll come back the other way. 35-26. Mustangs over the Bearcats. Condon with the basketball to Giddings. Now over to Zager. Zager on the right wing. He'll come top of the key. Now work left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Top of the key. Shannon Sean Condon a three, and he puts it up and in. Sean Condon with his first points of the afternoon, a three. Back up to a 12-point Mustang lead. Top of the key is Wallace to the wing, right side to Williams. Williams now will go over the left side. They'll go inside to Starzer. Starzer now. He'll put up a shot, won't go. Gets his own rebound, it won't go. Rebound this time comes out to the Mustangs. Giddings puts up a quick three. Wig on the rebounds. They give it back to Giddings. Now over to Condon. Condon pulls it way back out toward the timeline. He'll set the offense. Goes left side wing to Giddings. Giddings now goes over right side with the basketball is Zagger. Zagger loses control of the basketball, but it's going to be last touch by Grant Cozad. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball. They will inbounds underneath their own bucket. 18 seconds left to go on the shot clock. 15:47 left to go in the second half here. Inbounds. Kind of put it to nobody, but Giddings went and got it for the Mustangs. They'll go over to Condon. Condon now will drive, and we've got a whistle and a blocking foul. And it's going to be against Cozad, I believe.
Throws himself into him. He's off arm.
So the foul will go against Grant Cozad, his first personal. Team foul number one here in the second half for Northwest. Mustangs will inbounds. Waiting for Cole Martin to check into the ball game. Martin comes in. Giddings gets a breather. Zagger gets a breather. Birch back into the game now, also for the Mustangs. Sean Condon will inbounds for Southwest Minnesota. He'll get it out to Wig. Long shot back to Condon. It won't go. Dylan Starzel with the rebound. Clears it to Wallace. Wallace across the timeline to the right wing. Now works top of the key. Goes right wing to Connor. Connor with the basketball. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Gets it back to Bryston. Over to Wallace. Wallace down low, left side. He'll come to the free throw line, stops, goes right side wing to Williams. Williams, he'll drive, gets it underneath to Cozad, and Cozad puts up a shot, but he is fouled. And that foul is going to go against Mitch Wigg, I believe, and that'll be his second personal foul, team foul number four on the Mustangs. It'll put Grant Cozad to the free throw line to shoot two here. Grant is a 6'8" junior forward from Kearney, and he gets his first free throw to fall. That's his first points here of the ball game for Grant Cozad. Second free throw opportunity is upcoming here. 15:08 left to go here in the ball game. Second free throw by Cozad is also good. 2 points in the game for Grant Cozad. Brings the Bearcats back to within 10 here. Birch with the basketball, left side wing for the Mustangs. He'll drive, top of the key, gives off, baseline. Now kicks it back out to Bartlett. Bartlett's shot from three won't go. Wallace on the rebound. Wallace now, he'll bring up the basketball quickly. Goes over to Williams on the left wing. Williams now working there against Martin. Now back to Wallace. Wallace works right side. Stops, looks, finds Williams. Williams drives paint. Underneath finds Dylan Starzel, and Starzel is there with a dunk for the Bearcats. 11 points for Dylan Starzel. Nice play by Williams to get to the open man underneath. 38-30. There's a three on the way, and it's no, just a two. Just a two by Birch. So he's got 10 now, and it's back to a 10-point lead, 40-30. Northwest, Matt Wallace with it. He goes over to Williams, now in the corner to Connor. Crooker now tries to find some help, finds it in Williams over on the left wing. Goes back to Connor. Connor on the drive, stops, now shoots, won't go. Rebound, Cozad. Cozad, he's tied up, and a jump ball is called. Jump ball called and a timeout now also with 13:46 to play. Our score, Southwest Minnesota 40, Bearcats 30. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Welcome back to Marsh. Our score, it's Southwest Minnesota 40 and the Bearcats 30 here. 13:46 left to go in the ball game, and Northwest trying to make a little run, not made much of one, but trying to make a little one here as the Southwest Minnesota center, the 6'9 senior center, Nick Smith, picked up three quick fouls here in the second half, and that's put him on the bench. So trying to do some damage with the Northwest Bigs. They've consistently tried to get it to Starzl and to Kozad underneath. Had a little luck here in the second half. I'm sure they'll continue to try to go inside as long as they can. Smith is now back on the floor with three personal fouls for the Mustangs. Wouldn't be a surprise to see Northwest to go right back into him in the middle here. It'll be Northwest basketball. Inbounds pass goes to Williams. Williams now on the right wing. He goes top of the key. Now over left side wing to Wallace. Wallace now dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it to Kozad. Kozad now being double teamed. He'll kick it back out to Wallace. Over to Connor. Connor back to Wallace. Wallace will put up a three. Won't go. Rebound comes out. Giddings. Giddings now on the attack back the other way for the Mustangs. He's at the top of the key. Stops, looks, finds Birch. Birch will set the offense now. He'll come left side wing. Now work back toward the free throw line. Goes left side, finds Bartlett. Bartlett a long three. Ball docked away on Kozad's pass, and it goes into the hands of a Mustang. Snyder and also Kyle Harris getting ready to check in for the Bearcats. With the basketball is Birch. Underneath, they get it to Smith, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. That foul is going to go against the Bearcats, and it's going to be charged on Matt Wallace. And for Wallace, that's his third personal foul. Team foul number two. But Wallace picks up team foul number three here. Nick Smith will go to the free throw line for the first time. First one will not go for Smith. Lyle Harris and Zach Snyder both checking in for Kozad and Wallace. So they'll get breathers for the Bearcats. Nick Smith will attempt free throw number two here. Smith, the 6'9 senior center, has got 10, making 11 points as he hits the second free throw. 44-30, a 14-point Mustang lead. Harris at point now for the Bearcats. Harris with the basketball goes to Williams, to Crocker. Kirker puts up a shot. It won't go. Goes out of bounds. Turnover Northwest, and that'll give it back to the Mustangs here. Giddings will get it into Birch. Birch working against Lyle Harris here. Birch comes left side wing. He'll drive paint, takes it in, and puts it up and in. Birch, he's got 12. 46-30 now, a 16-point Mustang lead. Connor with the basketball for the Bearcats. He'll give off to Snyder, now to Williams. Williams with the basketball. He'll penetrate in the paint, puts up the shot, and gets it to fall. Nice play that time by Bryston Williams. He's got six. 46-32 our score. Birch with the basketball. Right wing goes over to Bartlett. Bartlett hands off to Giddings. Giddings comes top of the key, working against Williams. Now gives off to Birch on the left wing. Birch, he'll drive. Now kicks it back outside. Zeiger with the open three, and it's good. Boy, Zeiger, he'll put down his first three of the afternoon. He's got five, and everything's going in here in the second half. 54.3% from the field for Minnesota, and then Snyder just hits a three for Northwest. We've got a timeout as Snyder gets his first three first points of the afternoon. So with the timeout on the floor, 11:13 to play in the game. Our score, it's the Mustangs 49, the Bearcats 35. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our score, a 14-point lead for Southwest Minnesota over Northwest. 49-35 here. And you know, for Southwest Minnesota, they're shooting 54% from the field. They're shooting 40% from three-point land and 78% from the free throw line. For Northwest, just shooting 36 from the field. They're also just shooting 27% from the free throw line or from the three-point circle, and they're shooting 80% from the free throw line. So Southwest Minnesota really being able to get shots to fall here in this ball game has got them this 14-point lead. 11:13 to play in the game. Both teams back out on the floor now. It'll be Mustang basketball with it. Inbounds goes to Condon. Condon will work against Lyle Harris. Condon will bring it down the floor. Gets it across the timeline with it.
Force him into it.
He'll go on his left, open layup, puts it up high off the glass. No. They wave off the basket. And now we'll wait and see what the call is. But they waved off the basket. Now both officials, or two of the three officials, are talking things over. Now, one of the officials involved in the conference will talk to the other official in the three-man crew. Now all three will come together. They're going to count the basket and call the foul on Sean Condon, his second personal. But they're going to count the basket that he made to give him 5 points in the game. Snyder will put up a three. It won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts up the follow. It won't go. And no foul call. Rebound comes out to the Mustangs. With it is Condon. Condon with the basketball. 10:35 to play in the game. 51-35. Mustang lead the Bearcats. Wallace getting ready to check in for the Bearcats here. With the basketball, Giddings takes a long three. It's good. Giddings. He's got 12 on the afternoon. With the basketball is Harris. Martin, top of the key, goes left side wing to Condon. Really stretching things out here are the Mustangs. With it, they give it to Martin. Martin, he'll drive, now stop. Give off to Giddings on the baseline. He'll put up a shot. Little running one-hander won't go. Starzl there on the rebound. Outlets out to Harris. Harris on the attack. He'll put up the shot, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to be charged on the Mustangs here. It'll go against Condon, his third personal, and we've got a timeout. with the timeout on the floor with 9:42 to play in the ball game. Our score, Mustangs 54, Bearcats 35. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Welcome back. Our score, 54-35. Southwest Minnesota leads Northwest Missouri State in this Southwest Minnesota Classic from Marshall, Minnesota. Bearcats have broken their huddle here. Still waiting for the Mustangs to break theirs. Everything, it seems anyway, everything that's going in for this Southwest Minnesota team. Shooting 55% now from the field, 45% from three-point land, 78% from the charity stripe. With it is Lyle Harris at the line for Northwest. Harris's first free throw is good. Let's go, Mike. 54-36, the score now. Lyle, the 6'1" sophomore guard from Columbia, will try to make it two, and he does. Lyle Harris with 2 points now in the ball game on two free throw.
Here we go, Funk.
9:42 remaining in the game, 54-37. Giddings with the basketball for Southwest Minnesota. Across the timeline comes left side wing to Condon. Condon now working against Schlake. Schlake and Wallace both into the game now. Over to Martin. Martin on the baseline kicks it out to Smith. Smith now gives back off to Martin. Martin goes to Condon. Condon now with 14 left on the shot clock. Comes top of the key. He'll go work left side. Gets by Wallace on the baseline. Underneath there's Wigg. Wigg puts it up and in. Wigg with his first 2 points from the field. He's got four. Now with the basketball is Snyder over to Funk. Funk top of the key. Comes to Wallace. Now down low to Connor. Connor, he'll move. Stops at the free throw line. Gives back to Funk. Now to Wallace. Wallace, left side wing, inside. There's Schlake. Schlake puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound, Funk. We've got a whistle and a foul. No basket. That foul's going to be charged on Northwest. It's going to be charged on Tyler Funk, his second. Guard from Kearney. With 8:48 to play. Birch will bring it down. 56-37, our score. Mustangs over the Bearcats. With it is Zager. Now over to Martin. Martin puts up a shot, and it's good. Martin now with another field goal. Northwest, they get it inside to Schneider, and he can't get the shot to go. Back the other way are the Mustangs. They go down low, and we've got a whistle as the ball goes out of bounds. Going to be off of a Bearcat. We've got several substitutions into the game now for the Bearcats. Again, for the first time, will be number 23, Jordan Ashton. Williams checks back in. Also, Schlake checks back in for the Bearcats as well. They'll join Starzl and Funk out there already for the Bearcats. Mustangs, Cole Martin with the basketball at the free throw line. Over on the wing, thought about the three, was Birch. Elected not to, gives it back to Joy Bartlett. Back to Birch now. Birch now. He'll reset the offense, top of the key. 7 seconds left to go on the shot clock. He'll put up a shot from 15 and gets it to fall. Boy, sometimes you run into a hot-hitting team, and the Bearcats has run in. This Southwest Minnesota team just can't miss with the basketball. Now is Ashton. Ashton with the basketball. Down. Goes to Starzl. They'll kick it back out on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. Williams, it's good. Bryston Williams, he's got a three here, and he's got 9 points now for the Bearcats. Cats trail by 20, 60-40. Birch with the basketball. Birch comes top of the key, drives the paint, stops, kicks it back outside, and turns the ball over. Was trying to pass out to Bartlett, but he cut the other. Underneath. I think they're going to get Bryston for a charge. Yes, they are. And for Bryston, that's going to be his third personal foul as Nick Smith checks back in for the Mustangs. It'd be three personals on Williams and a fourth team foul on Northwest. Under seven to play here in the ball game. 60-40. Mustangs lead the Bearcats. Zeiger with the basketball on the right wing. Top of the key to Smith. Over on the left side wing to Birch. Birch now under the double team. He'll get it to Smith. They go top of the key, and the Mustangs long three won't go. I was going to say the Mustangs were just going to be satisfied with running as much of the shot clock, but then Martin took a quick three. Northwest with the basketball, and it's kicked by Martin. That'll stop play, and Northwest will inbounds right in front of us here. It'll be Ashton to inbounds for the Bearcats. Condon checks in for Martin for the Mustangs. 60-40, our score. Inbounds goes to Williams. Top of the key. Williams now. He'll work against Birch. Drives, gives off to Ashton. Ashton's shot won't go. Rebound comes out. Smith. Smith clears it to Birch. Birch now will walk it down the floor for the Mustangs and go left side wing to Condon. Condon over to Smith. Down low left side. Back out top to Condon. Over to Birch on the right wing. Birch now comes left side to Smith. Over to Zeiger. With it underneath, they go to Bartlett. Now to Condon. Condon puts it up and in. Condon with the basketball. He's got seven. Nice job of passing by this Southwest Minnesota team that time. Very unselfish. Four quick passes and then a bucket. Shot up on the way for the Bearcats, and that's Williams. We've got a whistle and a foul, and it's going to go against Sean Condon, I believe. That'll be his fourth personal. That's going to send Bryston Williams to the free throw line. Bryston is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe here this evening. 62-40, our score. Williams' free throw is good. So Williams has got 10 here in the ball game for the Bearcats. His second free throw upcoming. Schlake back in there for the Bearcats, and free throw will not go for Williams. Score remains 62-41. Mustangs with the basketball. With it is Zeiger over to Smith. Now to Birch on the right wing. Birch comes back out top. Stretches everything out to Bartlett. Now goes back to Bartlett on the wing to Condon. Condon, they're really pulling the Northwest defense way out. With it is Condon. He'll go underneath, find Smith. Smith puts up this shot, and it's good. Nice patience by the big guy as he let Schlake fly by him, and he just put it in up off the glass. Bryston that time went in on the drive. He is fouled on his way to the bucket. That foul is going to be on Joey Bartlett, his first personal. And there is a timeout on the floor with 4:58 to play in the game. Our score, Southwest Minnesota 64, Northwest 41. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
With a break on the action here, let's take an ID break along the Bearcat Radio Network. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network. Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. 4:58 to play in the game. It's Southwest Minnesota 64, Northwest 41 here. And the Southwest Minnesota, you know, you thought they were hitting a lot early. They're now hitting 59% from the field, 41%, 42% from three-point range, as compared to 32.5% from the field for Northwest and just 30% from three. Free throw on the way, and Williams misses the front end. Second free throw upcoming here. And it's good. Bryson now has 11 points on the in the ball game here. Northwest in full court pressure, and they break it easily. They got a 3-on-2 break, and now they elect to pull it back out and just take time off the clock here. 64-42 the score. Condon with the basketball. He'll work right side. Condon being double teamed. Goes all the way across court to Giddings. Giddings down low. Gets it to Zager. Zager will pull it back out now. They'll go to Condon. Shot clock down to 7. Condon now. He'll drive and he'll put up a shot. It's blocked by Schlake. Schlake blocks it right into the hands of Ashton. Ashton with the basketball. Goes over to Snyder. Open three on the way, and it's good. Zach Snyder with his second three of the game. 64-45. Northwest full court pressure. Ashton will go up against Condon here. Now they get a double team trap, but they get it up over the timeline to Bartlett. Bartlett to Condon. Condon now. He'll work top of the key going against Ashton here of Northwest. Condon with the basketball. He has it stolen away by Williams. Williams, 2-on-2 break. Williams puts it up and in. Nice steal, nice follow by Williams. Makes it a 64-47 game now here. Northwest defensive pressure causing some problems and causes Bigler of Southwest Minnesota to call timeout. So with 3:36 to play here in the ball game, our score at Southwest Minnesota 64, Northwest Missouri State 47. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Radio Network in Marshall, Minnesota, as we have a 64-47 Southwest Minnesota lead over the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats here. Northwest has gone into full court pressure the last couple of possessions. It's caused some problems for the Mustangs. Enough so that their head coach, Brad Bigler, had to call timeout and discuss how they were going to handle it here. It'll be Mustang basketball as we return after the timeout. Birch will inbounds for the Southwest Minnesota team, and he'll get it into Smith, who will promptly give it right back to Birch. Birch across the timeline here. Birch now with it. He'll come left side. Thought about driving toward the bucket, but elected not to. Northwest trying to trap him out there. They get it to Giddings, back to Birch. Birch now. Birch trying to work against Bryston Williams, has it nearly knocked away. And we've got a whistle and a shot clock violation. So that'll give the ball back to the Bearcats here with 3:07 to play in the ball game. Inbounds goes to Williams. Northwest brings it down in a hurry. He'll drive, puts up a shot, and we've got a whistle and a foul. So that'll put Northwest to the free throw line. Foul's going to go against Birch, I believe. That will be his second. And it's going to send Bryson Williams to the free throw line. He's 3 of 6 so far from the charity stripe this afternoon. He'll try to make it 4 of 7, and he does. 14 points here this afternoon for Bryston Williams of Northwest. His second free throw opportunity is upcoming here. Bryston will eye the bucket. It's on the way. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes out Mustangs. 64-48 our score. Under 3 left to go in the ball game. Birch with the basketball. Goes left wing to Giddings. Giddings being double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Birch. Birch now trying to direct Kaffick. Being covered by Williams. Williams now all over him. Now they let him go. Rebound or layup. He goes all the way to the hoop and puts it down. Birch with two more. He's got 16. Northwest now trying to go to the hoop, and Tyler Funk can't get there. Ashton has his block shot. Has his shot blocked, I should say. Rebound comes off to the Mustangs. 2:15 left to go in the ball game. Condon with the basketball on the right wing. He'll come towards center court. Nearly got trapped over there. Underneath, a dunk by Giddings. Northwest was pulled way out, trying to get the trap, and they left Giddings wide open on the baseline, and he slams it home here with 1:50 left to go in the ball game. 20-point Mustang lead. Three-pointer on the way by Northwest. It will not go. On Mustangs, 1:40 left to go in the game. 68-48 our score. Birch with the basketball. Birch working against Williams. Williams now. He'll drive. Takes it in the paint. Dishes off to Zagger. Now they'll kick it back outside. 14 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Running as much clock as they possibly can are the Mustangs. Now Birch just drives once again and puts a little lazy running one-hander up. And an 18.9 for Birch as Coach McCollum wants a timeout. So with 1:11 left to play in the game, there was a little timeout for substitutions. Northwest has got Funk. They've got Harris. They've got Snyder. They've got Ashton. And they've got Schlake on the floor now. Here comes Lyle Harris. He is shot as blocked. Rebound comes out to Condon. Condon, under a minute left to play in the game. With the basketball is Osmondson with it. He'll drive around. Now kick it back outside. With the basketball is Condon. That's Sean Condon with it. Being defended by Harris. Now Schlake. Little 15-footer on the way and scored by David Condon that time. David just off the bench. The 6'10 sophomore center. 33 seconds left to go. Harris brings it. Gives off to Funk. Funk drives the baseline, puts it up and in. That's Tyler's first points of the game. He's got two now. 72-50 our score. With the basketball is the Mustangs. We're down to 20. Shot clock at 17. They're just about at the same thing. Mustangs will be able to run pretty much the entire clock out here. They'll pull it back out to half court. Both teams just standing around here. And this Southwest Minnesota crowd giving a hand to their ball club as they defeat the Bearcats 72-50 here in the Southwest Minnesota Classic. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this 90-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. This Southwest Minnesota Classic, as the home team, Southwest Minnesota, has defeated the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats by a score of 72-50. Northwest led early until about halfway through the first half. And then at that time, the Southwest Minnesota team, being at home and used to shooting in this building, did a nice job. They got hot and was able to stretch things out. Took a 33-23 halftime lead, and then they just cruised home in the second half. Our final, once again, Southwest Minnesota 72, Northwest Missouri State University 50. We'll be back with our post-game show. We'll do that right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Welcome back. Our final once again, Southwest Minnesota 72, Northwest Missouri 50. In this ball game from Marshall, Minnesota, the Southwest Minnesota Classic. Northwest up here for two games in this four-team tournament. They were able to defeat Upper Iowa yesterday by a score of 91-78. But this Southwest Minnesota team, after being disappointed, probably played better than Fort Hays State last night. But Fort Hays State just went on a tear, hitting 10 of 13 from three-point land in the second half of that. But a lot of coaches that were here that saw that game thought that Southwest Minnesota probably outplayed Fort Hays State in that ball game, and they certainly got hot here this evening as they defeat the Bearcats by 22-point margin, led by 10 at halftime, and then stretched it out and won it by 22 here in this ball game, 72-50. We mentioned all through the game how I don't know how you beat a team that shoots 61% from the field, shoots 42% from three-point range, and is pretty good, shooting 78% from the charity stripe. And for Northwest, that's the difference in this ball game. They could only shoot 34% from the field, only 36% from the three-point land, and they only shot 72% from the free throw line. So if you get outshot from the field almost 2-1, that's going to tell you something right there. And that's exactly what Southwest Minnesota was able to do. They went 30 of 49 from the field, 5 for 12 from three-point range. They had 7 of 9 free throws. For Northwest, on the other hand, they had almost as many shots from the field. The problem is they only hit 16 of them. They went 16 of 47 from the field, 5 for 14 from 3. They shot 13 of 18 free throw opportunities, and they lose this ball game by a 72-50 mark. We'll be back, and we'll have Coach Ben McCollum's thoughts right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. We'll alert our affiliates down the line. We're going to switch up the postgame show just a little bit, and we'll have our All That Jazz feature, and we'll have our Extra Effort Award after we talk with head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Coach McCollum, it was a game I'm sure that you didn't like to see that way go that way for sure. But boy, a hot-hitting team in Southwest Minnesota here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, we just didn't play well. We didn't come out. We didn't come out with any energy. You know, we didn't have a great effort. Obviously, we lost to Sean, and that's a big part of it. You build, you know, a lot of your offense around him and him and Dylan, and you know, when you lose a big part of that, that changes everything that you do. And you know, we just couldn't recover from it. We couldn't guard him. We couldn't score. Just really couldn't do a whole lot.
What are the things that now you go back, you've got a chance to work on some things. You've had a chance to see a couple of games here and perform pretty well against Upper Iowa on yesterday and now not so much against Southwest Minnesota. But what are the things that you work on and get better for the next game?
I don't know without watching the film. Obviously, we got to change some things, what we do, depending upon how long Deshaun's out and if he's out for good or what it is. consistency whatsoever right now because of the rule changes. And, you know, I'm just happy next game will be down in Missouri. And I think we're used to that kind. And you know, that'll help our guys, I think. Because, you know, you coach them one way because they're really looking for hand checks. So you coach them one way, and then if it's not called that way, not because it's uneven one way or the other, but because it's not called that way, it drastically changes what you do. And I'm not saying we would have won the game if it was different, but it certainly would have made a big impact.
As far as your ball club, offensively, you had a pretty good effort from Bryston Williams, who came out and had 14. Dylan Starzl had 11 for you. You tried to get it in to Starzl, but boy, every time went inside, it seemed like he had about two or three Mustangs just crashed down around him.
Oh, they certainly scratched down around him. Thank you. They certainly did that. I'd say something I'll regret. So I don't know why he didn't. He just missed some of them, I guess. So they're all around him, and he goes up, and it's tough to finish, and. Yeah, that's kind of all I have for that.
Coach, good luck next time. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
That's head coach Ben McCollum of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. A tough loss here this afternoon, and something that we've heard consistently from everyone, coaches, players alike, they don't like the new rule changes. It's difficult. And I think if you talk, we talked to official that has since retired coming into this year. I think it's something that the officials don't necessarily like either. But nonetheless, that's something that the teams, coaches, officials, and players are all going to have to adjust to, and it's something this new rule change hearing a lot of down the line. When we return, we'll come back, but right now we'll have our All That Jazz feature. We'll do that right along the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about the speaker who will address December graduates.
We're looking forward to commencement. I know it's a ways off, but we're announcing that Dr. John Gardner, the co-founder and president of the Gardner Institute for Excellence in Undergraduate Education, will be addressing our graduates and their families during the winter commencement, which is mid-December, Friday, December 13th. A lot to happen between now and then, but we're very pleased to have Dr. Gardner joining us.
Jasinski also mentions the work of the Northwest Grounds Crew.
We're going to have some snow up and coming, and they'll do a great job through snow removal, but beautiful, beautiful campus. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the as being the Missouri Arboretum, so we're very proud of them. And you know, I should also mention, John, that you know our Greek organization's unbelievable, their commitment. They provided, and really all of our students, 2,500 pounds of canned food for the Maryville Ministry Center through their various contests. We're very, very proud of what our students do for the community.
Another topic discussed was the coordination of grants at Northwest.
Once you receive a grant from a variety of agencies and organizations, obviously to see that grant through and let it get to the impact that it's intended, and we've been blessed. You know, we've had certainly a great grants program previously. It's been ramped up, and as we look at grants, John, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that these aren't just grants, say, academically across our 11 academic departments, but it really spans the entire university. So as you look at our university police department, we go through a number of grants within that organization. Our TRIO programs, Upward Bound, for example, or Upward Bound Math and Science, very major grant process.
That was Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski on this week's All That Jazz conversation.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to the Postgame Show, the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors here. Our final, Southwest Minnesota State University defeated the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats 72-50. The Bearcats go to 1-1 on the 2013-2014 season. Our extra effort award goes to Bryston Williams. Bryston, the 6-foot senior guard from St. Joseph, Missouri,
ended the night with 14 points to lead all Bearcats in the ball game with 34 minutes played. He was 4 of 7 from the field, 2 for 2 from three-point range, and he shot 4 of 8 from the free throw. Had a couple of defensive. Goes to Bryston Williams, Bearcat guard here from St. Joseph, Missouri. Again, the final, 72-50, Southwest Minnesota over the Bearcats. We'll be back and have some final comments, talk a little bit about the game some more, and on postgame we'll do that. Right after you hear this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our final, it was Southwest Minnesota 72, Northwest Missouri State 50. The Bearcats go to 1-1 in this early 2013-2014 basketball season. Bryston Williams led all Bearcats with 14 points. Dylan Starzl had 11. Connor Crooker, after coming off that 24-point performance yesterday, only had 9 for the Bearcats today. Zach Snyder off the bench had a couple of big threes. He had 6 points for the Bearcats. Kyle Schlake, Tyler Funk, Lyle Harris, Grant Cozad, Matt Wallace, all each contributed 2 points apiece in the losing effort for the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State University. For Southwest Minnesota, they had 3 players in double figures. They had Vinard Birch, their point guard, had 18 points. William Giddings, their other guard, had 14. And Nick Smith, the 6'9" senior center, he had 13 points. Joey Bartlett came off the bench, as did Sean Condon. Bartlett had 8, Condon had 7. Matt Zager, who had been a real scoring threat for this Southwest Minnesota team, he only had 5 this afternoon. Mitch Wigg off the bench had 3, and Cole Martin and David mentioned contributed 2 points for Southwest Minnesota State. Again, the final, Southwest Minnesota 72, Northwest 50. We'll be back with final comments. And to wrap it up from Marshall, Minnesota, we'll do that right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our final, Southwest Minnesota 72, Northwest Missouri State University 50. Northwest goes to 1-1 in the 2013-2014 season. Maybe the bigger story of this entire ball game, whether it's a win or a loss, is the fact that Deshaun Cooper, the all-conference point guard for Northwest, did not play in this ball game. He played the entire game yesterday, but came up limping after that ball game last night. His knee was too sore to play today. They worked him out a little bit. So, injury all of last year kept Deshaun out of play last year. What it's going to do to him this year? Will he be out a game or two, be able to come back and play? Will it end his season once again? That remains to be answered, but that's the big story coming out of these 2 days from Marshall, Minnesota, is the extent of that knee injury to Deshaun Cooper, who did not play at all in this game against Southwest Minnesota State. Well, the final once again, as we wrap this one up, Northwest looked really, really good against Upper Iowa, defeating them yesterday 91-78. Was excited about coming up and going up against a team, quite honestly, in Southwest Minnesota State that they knew was really good. We had a chance to watch them last night as they played Fort Hays, and many, many people say outplayed Fort Hays State, but Fort Hays just got hot in that second half and hit 10 of 13 threes to pull away and win that game by 17 last night. But Southwest had a mission today. They came out, and they came out as hot as Fort Hays was last night, shooting 61% from the field. That doesn't happen very often against a Bearcat defensive club, where the opposition shoots 61% from the field. They shot 42% from three, and they shot 78% from the charity stripe. Again, the final, it was Southwest Minnesota State 72, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats just 50 here this afternoon. For Marshall, Minnesota, I'm Rodney Harrison. For everybody back at the station, we say so long, everybody.